A former political prisoner held in China alleges in a new lawsuit that an American company used forced prison labor in China. He is suing the American company, saying it should have known its supply chain contained forced labor. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
3 years ago, Shi Minglei fled China for the U.S. Her husband, the Chinese human rights campaigner Cheng Yuan, had been sent to prison for his activism. And she learned that in prison in China, her husband is working long hours.
So the food is limited food and, yeah, lots of physical abuse. So he lost the weight.
Her husband was imprisoned alongside Li Mingzhe, a Taiwanese social worker who was arrested in China for his political ties to pro-democracy activists. And Li says he was forced to make shoes for the Chinese military as well as to make gloves.
As soon as we got out of bed in prison, we had 20-something minutes to get ready and eat. Then we worked all day at the sewing machines.
He says this work was not voluntary.
If you missed your work quota, you would likely be denied family visitation, the right to buy food at the commissary, or even beaten with electric batons. It was all about making profit for the prison.
Li worked like this for 4 years, until 2022 when he was released. And back in Taiwan, he got in touch with Shi. One of Li's tasks in prison had been to attach a brand trademark and company tags on the gloves. And Shi found those gloves online. The trademark that Li attached, it belonged to the Wisconsin-based brand Milwaukee Tool, he recalls. NPR interviewed a second prisoner at the same prison Li was in. This second man also said he made Milwaukee-branded gloves while in prison. He was released in 2022, but because he remains in China, where talking to foreign media could warrant more legal scrutiny, he requested NPR not share his name or broadcast his voice. He is, however, the plaintiff in a lawsuit filed this summer against Milwaukee Tool, demanding damages. The lawsuit in American court tells both his stories and that of Li's.
An American company that knowingly benefits from participating in a venture that they knew or should have known was engaged in forced labor is liable.
This is Times Wong, the lawyer helping sue Milwaukee Tool. He frequently represents Chinese activists, and he says Milwaukee should have known the working conditions of people employed by their suppliers.
If we can figure it out, then Milwaukee Tool should definitely have been able to figure it out if they were actually looking for forced labor.
Milwaukee Tool said in a statement to NPR that the claims of forced labor were, quote, meritless, and it, quote, found no evidence of forced labor, but that it had independently, quote, terminated a relationship with the accused supplier. The lawsuit's plaintiff alleges he saw paper invoices which showed the Milwaukee-branded gloves he was forced to make in prison were commissioned by another company, Safety INXS. INXS makes protective clothing. It was bought 3 years ago by a French company named Entresengle, and its financial records do show one of its clients for gloves is Milwaukee's parent company.
Companies that have relied on very long attenuated supply chains for producing goods in the most cost-effective manner, I think, are facing a new reality.
This is E. Benjamin Skinner, the founder of Transparentum, a nonprofit that investigates human rights abuses in supply chains. That complexity of supply chains makes it hard for companies themselves to know who is making their stuff.
Look hard at what is going into their products in terms of the labor conditions, and don't rely on traditional audits for that. Go yourself, and critically, work with independent civil society actors.
Entresengle said it did do due diligence before buying INXS in 2021, found no evidence of forced labor, and said that it audits more than 90% of its supply chains every 3 years. But that is not assuaged Shi Minglei, whose husband is due to be released this summer.
I live in Minneapolis, and Milwaukee Tool is very near. It's just 5 hours away. It feels the evil is so near.
And so she is closely watching the lawsuit against Milwaukee Tool. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.